bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
It's a great pleasure to welcome to the show Cipriano Martinez, President of the National Association of People. God, I'm getting my words wrong today. With HIV. Good morning, Cipriano. How are you?
I'm very, very good. Good morning to everyone there.
And
good morning.
It's a beautiful day here. Look, there are some studies coming out of the UK indicating that a cure for HIV could be close. Imminent, I think, is probably a bit strong, but could be close. Tell us, you know, how you interpret these reports, and you know they're positive, but tell us about it.
Yeah, look, I think the reports are a little bit premature, but they are following a track that is certainly something that is, highly considered on the right path. So I think that there is, although it's the announcement of a cure being around the corner is very, very premature. I think they are investigating aspects that could result with something very useful.
So Cipriano, sorry to interrupt you, it's Shannon here. Just give the listeners an idea of exactly what went into this study and how they, in inverted commas, cured the one person in this study out of 50 people involved in it. They've sort of tricked the HIV to come out of the immune system, right, and not hide, and therefore can get at it. Is that right? Is that how they've cured this man?
Well, I think what needs to be said is that no one has actually been cured in this study. So I think that's the first important point to make. My understanding, and I'm happy for there to be other understandings, and perhaps I should say this, that as president of the National Association of People with HIV Australia, I'm not an immunologist, I'm not a virologist, I'm not a biologist, so I have the kind of understanding that a community person would have. Does that make sense?
And that's the perspective that we're most interested in, actually, Cipriano.
Great. Yeah, great. So my understanding is, that this trial had 15 participants. It will have 50 participants. That all the participants will be given a combination antiretroviral, and half of them will also be given an additional treatment. Some vaccine, two separate HIV vaccines for 8 weeks apart, and also given a short course of an extra drug called Varenistat to actually wake HIV up from its latency. So, and so far all that's happened, to my understanding, is that the first of the 50 participants, has potentially completed the trial, and that all we know at this stage is that he's done so safely. And the interesting thing is that when they say that they can't find the virus, they're saying they can't find the virus in the blood. So you're talking about someone that is essentially undetectable. And the fact that he's on combination antiretrovirals will mean that he would be, if he is on antiretroviral successfully, he would be undetectable anyway. Mm. So, and my understanding is as well is that the trial isn't necessarily going to stop the individual from take them off antiretroviral treatment. So we won't actually know the exact effect of the two vaccines that have been given to them, and which are the kill aspect of this strategy, and the kick, which is the Varenistat, which is the kick aspect.
So what you're saying, what you're saying is that it's basically too early to really say that there's been a definitive cure for HIV.
Absolutely. Mm. So I think that there's, just to help create a bit of a map for people in terms of where we're going with curing into the future. And this is very much, again, my community understanding of it. Like, one of the first things that we now know as a result of the research in the cure space is that the sooner someone actually gets onto antiretroviral treatment, the more likely that their reservoir, so the amount of HIV that's hiding, that's latent in their cells, will actually be reduced and less. So if you start treatments early, your reservoirs of hidden HIV are less. And what that means is that when these interventions that they're now beginning to trial both here in Australia and internationally, when this starts to when these interventions occur, people are more likely to be cured because their reservoir pool is already less. And I think that this is a really, you know, an important thing for people to understand. If you are diagnosed with HIV, the most important thing is to go on to treatments immediately. Not only because it will, you know, it's good for your own health. It means that you are non-infectious. But the third reason is that it will facilitate and will make it more easier for you to be cured in the future.
So the message has got to be test regularly and treat early.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally. And you know, the science is progressing in this. So some other aspects that we know is that they are exploring a whole range of inhibitors or HDAC inhibitors that will do the kill, that will do the kick strategy. So, and that will try and drive HIV out of its hiding space. So there's a whole range of compounds that are being investigated that will actually do that. And then what we have is a whole group of other strategies that are around boosting the immune system. So this is what's normally referred to as the broadly neutralizing antibodies or the vaccine space. So all of those things are there to try and boost the immune system. And they're also trying to boost the immune system through, potentially genetically modifying our cells so that they are more naturally resistant to HIV. And essentially all they're trying to do is to copy those people that are referred to as elite controllers. The ones that already have let's see if I get this one right. On the CD4 cells, there are some receptors of the CCR5 Delta 32 gene mutation on the CD4 receptor. If people have full expression of that, then they tend to be immune to HIV. But if they have half expression of that, they tend to be elite controllers. So their immune system is able to because of the mutation on their immune cell, HIV struggles to get into its immune cells, but it does get into some, but it struggles to get into them. And so they're able to mount a more effective immune response. And so these elite controllers, people that have half expression of this gene, they're trying to do their best to study how their body actually fights off HIV and keeps it to low to undetectable levels naturally, and then try and copy that into others. So it's a very, very exciting time in the cure research space, the HIV cure research space.
So Cipriano, there's the kick and kill attempts to cultivate a cure for HIV. This isn't the only study that's attempting to do it, and there are cure researches happening out there. Why do you think this particular result garnered so much worldwide attention compared to other achievements in the cure research space in HIV?
Yeah, look, it's very interesting. I mean, one might want to question whether there's, a relationship with a particular media outlet that allows them to get particular coverage.
Good PR they did.
Because it's also important to know that it's five UK universities working together, and they're quite influential universities. So it would be a PR campaign, yeah. I presume.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's not, and they're doing something that is potentially might progress towards a cure. So the strategy of having a drug like varinostat to kick the virus out of its latency, out of its hiding space, is a strategy. But what's more likely to happen in the future is not one drug like lorinostat, but potentially a combination of drugs to actually bring it out of its hiding space. And so, and there are some drugs that are that behave as boosters to those to the compounds that are already known. And so that and the other interesting thing that they're studying is that we also know that one of the biggest places where HIV hides is in the lymph nodes. Mm. And so I think about 98% of hidden reservoirs or latency HIV virus is in the lymph nodes. And so potentially what you're, it's not just about trying to find a drug that, goes into all the sanctuary sites in a person's body, but you're wanting the one that targets where the biggest amount is.
That's very interesting, Cipriano. Thank you very much for all of that. We're almost out of time, but I'd really like to get your comment, if I can, on a news report in Today's Age here in Melbourne that suggested that there's been a year-on-year increase in HIV diagnoses and predominantly amongst men who are having sex with men. Do you have a view about that or a comment that you'd like to share with our listeners?
I would, and I think there are two main things that need to occur when it appears that people are choosing to use condoms less. And if that's the case, then there are the two most important strategies that need to be applied right now is one that people with HIV need to test and treat, so the treatment as prevention aspect of things, but there may be other reasons why they choose not to. So that's one important part. And the other one is that it appears that if people are going to be choosing to use condoms less, that they do need to actually go on to pre-exposure prophylaxis. So they need to actually go to PrEP, and it needs to be expanded way more, a lot larger than what, and at a greater scale than what's currently occurring, so that we actually do get herd immunity amongst gay men to prevent the clusters of people with HIV that acquire this. And just to go back a little bit on the cure space again, though, I do want, if people want good quality advice on HIV cure space, it's important to go to hivcure.com.au.
Oh, right, great.
And that really is the place to go. But if we do apply and if we are more aggressive with our testing regime, then it would be normal and natural for there to be a bit of an upswing in new diagnosis.
Of course. The more we're actually testing, the more diagnosis we're actually going to get in our community. Cipriano, unfortunately, we've run out of time, but I really appreciate your thoughts this morning and also your comments on what's occurring in our community.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.